Okay, so I was trying to think this through a little bit, the issues that we talked about yesterday. I think I have a little bit more understanding. So let's talk this through. Let's go through first. We have three bias in the Gemara, Pirshu Mesa, Pirshu Avir, and Pirshu Mitzasa. The first, how Rashi understands these bias. So me make a chart. Okay, let's make a chart. We have, I guess, first bias is Pirshu Mesa. So Ashulez Mesa means im defilasa. It means when it hit the ground, it died. What did it start on? What did the tooth start on? What's the tzad iser and what's the tzad heser? So Rashi speaks it out. The tzad iser is that labor that we don't eat shvitzah. It doesn't have to be sure it's hal ha'aretz. The tzad heter is that it's le'holcha. So is the tooth start on. On the one end, it was not Sheretz al Eretz, never went. Maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe it does matter. So that's the shaila. The shaila is, do we need Shritza? Do we need Rechish? There should be Rechish al Eretz. Should move on the land. Then where's the second Vaya? Pirshul Avir. Actually, test called to Bifiv. Because otherwise, I mean, what happened? It went into the, if it, called to Bifiv. Rashi explains Rashi is like this. According to the tzad, Rashi is the tzad. It's b'derechim tinsulemer. That tzad the loyvein and shvitzo. That tzad, according to the tzad, that pirshu mesa is the pirshu mesa in the filosa is osir. Maybe give these names out. That is it. The Pirshul Avir. So Rashi says that it goes with the Derechim Timtzelema. That this Pirshul Avir is only in the Tzad Heter of Pirshul Mesa. Because according to the Tzad Iser, appear shume so that you don't need shritza. So this is of course also. You don't need shritza. So of course it's also. It must be that it's quite on the tzad heter that appear shume is mutter because it didn't go. But here, and so here you have the two tzadim on the one end, tzad heter, same tzad heter, liholcha. But the tzad iser, that it was ru'uya lirchash. Because when it landed in his mouth, it was alive, and it could have been Reichish. So therefore, it's a little bit better in the case of Pirshu Mesa. Pirshu Mesa, it died when it hit the ground. So not only was it not Reichish, it wasn't even Roy Lirchish, because it was dead on arrival. It hit the ground, squish, it was never Roy Lirchish. In the case where it lands in his mouth, alive, had a soft landing, it landed in his mouth. So on the one hand, It still didn't go anywhere because he swallowed it right away. But on the other hand, when he swallowed it, it was ru'uya lirchish. So therefore, b'derechim timtzulemi, here they already have to, even if the case of pirshu meis is mutter, here you have two tzadim, tzad iser and tzad heter. That's how Rashi speaks out. Now, l'chayra, it's mukhach, according to Rashi, that his mouth has a din of karka. Because if his mouth is not like karka, then it's not even ru'uya lirchish. Because where was the ru'uya lirchish? In his mouth. His mouth is not karka. It's not a mokum rechisha. And you can't say that maybe it's enough to be ru'uya lirchish in the air. Because then even in the case of Pirshim Eis was also ru'uya lirchish. Before it hit the ground, it was ru'uya lirchish. While it was falling, it was ru'uya lirchish. That doesn't count. Ru'uya lirchish means it's ru'uya lirchish on the ground. And that's why when it hits the ground and it dies, squish. So it's not ruya lichash, because it was never ruya lichash on the ground. So why is pirsha into his mouth, pirsha la'avir, and he was cradled in his mouth, why is that more ruya lichash? Because it was ruya lichash when it landed on his tongue. So it's muchuch that's called ruya lichash. That's called solid ground. It's a place where it's ruya lichash. His mouth is a place where it could be ruya lichash. And then finally, there's another baya. Pirsha b'ksosa. Says the Rosh. Pirsha b'ksosa means it was pirsha l'karka. Why does the Rosh learn the way? Why does that have to be pirsha l'karka? Because if it was only pirsha just into the air, and then it died, the worm died halfway out of the apple, so then it never hit the ground at all, not even his tongue. So that, by his taste to him, is pasha that is osur. Pasha that is mutter. And why does the Rosh learn the bio pirsha m'ksosa that it was pirsha l'karka? Why can't it be pirsha l'avir? The worm came halfway out of the apple, then the worm died. End of story. When the worm dies, that's the end of the story. So why not learn that it just stuck its head out of the apple and it died? Apparently that was pushed to the Rosh that would be mutter. Why was it pushed to him that that's mutter? Because that he assumed for the pushed that it has to hit the ground. If it never hit the ground, or his mouth at least, so there's nothing to talk about. We could be done. Does it have to be ruyah? Does it have to be reichesh on the ground? Does it have to be ruyah lichesh on the ground? But it has to hit the ground. If it doesn't hit the ground, it's gunched. We have a couple of things here that we can add conclusions that we see. First of all, from this Rosh, you see that it needs to be to reach the ground. That's why he assumes it was pirsha l'karka. And then from the Rashi before, I think we see that Piv is Kakarka. Yeah. That's the Gemara according to Rashi. I don't know if this chart makes things clearer or not clearer. Okay, now we were looking at the tour yesterday. The tour, there are a couple of diyukim. First of all, who is Mashmit, the baya of Pirsha Mesa? That needs answer. The tour says, the Rosh also, the Rosh, the tour say that we're machmer in these bias. The Rosh says we're machmer in all the bias. So, the Torah should have brought, there's a big that we're machmer in the baya pirsha mesa. After all, that's a very big chiddush. Rashi says that pirsha l'avir is on the tzad, the whole baya pirsha l'avir is only in the intim soleimer that pirsha mesa is mutter. And the tzad, the pirsha mesa mutter, is we have two stadim of pirsha l'avir. So just because the Rosh brought the Torah, rather brought the baya pirsha l'avir, That's a baya. That's a sub baya within the tzad that pirsha mesa is mutter. But there's a tzad that pirsha mesa is osur, and the halacha were machmer in the bayas. That's a big chiddush. I wouldn't know from pirsha avir. I'm not going to know the din of pirsha mesa. Pirsha avir was at least ruya lirchesh. Pirsha mesa was not ruya lirchesh. So if that's still osur, the Torah should have to tell it to me. That's kasha number one. Why is it to a mashmit the baya of pirsha mesa? The way Rashi sets up the sugya, the tzad iser of pirsha mesa is outside the terms of the baya of pirsha l'avir. The baya of pirsha l'avir is on the tzad heter of pirsha mesa. So even if I know that we're machmir, so therefore, even if I know that in pirsha l'avir we're machmir, but those are two starting within the tzad heter pirsha mesa, but pirsha mesa is a tzad iser, and we're machmir in that. We're machmir, we should be machmir in pirsha mesa. So the Torah should have to tell me the din of pirsha mesa. That's question number one in the Torah. Question number two. is that the Torah's mafarish, pirsha mitzasa, is la'avir. Doesn't have to hit the ground at all. We don't find the Gemara to that. In the Gemara, we have cases of Pirshu. We have Pirshu Mesa, we hit the ground and died. We have a case of Pirshu Avir, and it fell into his mouth. And we have Mechiach and Rashi that that's also like hitting the ground. But with Loi Matzino, that if you have a worm that never hit the ground, this went halfway out the apple and died. It was never alive on the ground. Loi Matzino, that it's also. And the Torah says that Pirshu Mitzasa is Pirshu Lakarka, presumably because of that reason. Where did the Rosh get that there's a tzad to say that Pirshu, that it's enough Pirshu La'avir than Hashem Mutter? Those are the two kashas on the Torah. I had two mahalchim in this tour. I'm not sure. Problem saying both is confusing. I'll say both. I'll say both anyway. But there's two possibilities. One the possibility that I was thinking yesterday, a little bit. I started to say it in Shir, is that the tour taka learns the whole Gemara, not like Rashi. Different mahalchim the Gemara. What would be with what's the Torah's Ma'alach Nigmar? The Torah learns that the Baya of Pirshul Avir is on the Tzad Isser of Pirshul Mesa. The Torah read the Gemara differently. The Torah read that Pirshul Avir is on the Tzad Isser of Pirshul Mesa. If Pirshu Mesa is also because you don't eat shritza, what I wanted to say yesterday was that the Torah read the Gemara differently. The Torah read the Gemara that the two sonim of Pirshu Mesa are put it this way. The Torah read the Gemara that his mouth is not like the karka. His mouth is not like the karka, like we said in Rashi. So therefore, when it's Pirshul Avir and he swallows it in his mouth, it never hit the ground. And that's good for the Baya. The Baya is, on the Tzad Isser of Pirshul Mesa, maybe we could say that Pirshul Mesa, at least it hit the ground. Pirshul Avir never hit the ground. So the Tzad Heter is like Gil Arts. And the Tzad Isser is that we don't need it to reach the ground. That's good for the Seder Abayah. Pirshu Mesa hit the ground, but it wasn't Sheretz. That's why we have two Tzadim. Maybe it doesn't have to be Sheretz. It's enough that it hit the ground. Tzad Heter is that it has to be Sheretz. Then we have Pishul Avir. Pishul Avir, it never even hit the ground. So the Tzad Heter is, it didn't hit the ground. And the Tzad Iser is that it doesn't have to hit the ground. And that's the Imtim Sulaim over here. So it's a different Imtim Sulaim. According to Rashi, his mouth is the ground. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you have to, after it hits the ground, does it have to be Roy Lirchosh, or it doesn't have to be Roy Lirchosh? And that's all on the Tzad, that you don't have to, you don't need Shritsu B'Poyel. If you need Shritsu B'Poyel, it has to be Rechosh B'Poyel, which is the Tzad Iser of the first Baya. Then there's nothing to talk about. It has to be Sharis B'Poyel. In his mouth, it wasn't Sharis B'Poyel. He swallowed it before it had a chance. But on the Tzad, it doesn't have to be Sharis B'Poyel. I'm sorry, on the Tzad, it does have to be Sharis, and therefore, if it dies when it hits the ground, it's Mutter, because it wasn't Sharis. But we have to start him. Does it mean it has to be Sharis B'Poyel? Or it's enough that it could have been Sharis? That those are the two sonim of Pirshul Avir. But that's a given that it has to hit the ground. His mouth is the ground. But the Tur learns the other way around. His mouth is not the ground. And there lies the Imtim Suleimer. By Pirshul may say, at least it hit the ground. So maybe it's also because it hit the ground. Maybe it's Mutter because it didn't walk. Because it died as soon as it hit the ground. Pirshul Avir is Imtim Suleimer that it's also when it hits the ground and dies, it doesn't have to walk. But does it have to hit the ground? Like Pishul Avir never hit the ground. And since we're machmir in this, we're machmir in all the bias. So it comes out that we're machmir on the tzad, we're machmir like the tzad, that you don't need hagol arts. We're machmir like this tzad, that you don't need hagol arts. Well, if we're machmir like the tzad, you don't need hagol arts. So then Pirshim Mitzosah is also, even if it didn't hit the ground. Because the bias Pirshim Mitzosah is mixed with kukulay. So we're machmir, mitzos is kukulay. But does it have to hit the ground? That mixes, does it have to hit the ground? No, it doesn't have to hit the ground because that's the Baya Pishul Avir, where Machmir like the Tzad, that you don't need Hagol Arts. So Pishul Mitzos, you also don't have to have Hagol Arts. That'll be a Mahalach in the Torah. Yeah, Avi.
If you were saying Rashi that Pishul Mitzos, that if Pishul Avir and that the mouth is in Sirai Karka, why would a pre that's talush be any different from a pre that's mechuber karka?
Yeah, pre that's we're going to come to a pre that's mechuber karka in a second. But not, what are you asking now?
And if me standing here and I'm kikarka, going to be who
I see what you're saying. Because the reason why you're a karka is not because you're on top of the ground. The reason why you're a karka is because you're a mokum of shritzva. Yeah. Let me mute everybody. I'm just muting everybody. You can unmute yourself whenever you need. The reason why your mouth is karka is because it can crawl on your mouth. So it's a mokum shritzva. So it could be sharetz al arts. If it's sharetz in your mouth, it's sharetz al arts. In the middle of the year, it can't be sharetz. You know, it could do tumble sauces, but it's not. It can't be sharetz. So that's why in his mouth, it's like karka. It's a mokum that's royal for where you could do shritza. Inside the pri, it's not. It has to be. It's not inside the pri. That's the mit. A pri is a inside a pri. Pri is a different entity. Pri is not a mokum of shritza. That's the kosher. A pri is not a makom of shritza. However, there's another mahalach in the Torah. This is really Yosefina was sort of admiring me. Let's go back to Rashi. According to Rashi, The way the bias work is that Pirshu Mesa, the two Sodom are, on the one hand, maybe it's also, it doesn't have to walk. Maybe it's Mutter. Because maybe it does have to walk and it didn't walk. And the Gemara says, Pirshu Avir, in Kinsulamer. On the tzad, the Pirshu Mesa is also because it doesn't have to walk to be also. You don't need shritza. So this is a vada also. But on the sad that you need shritza, and therefore it's pirsha meisa's mutter because you need shritza, but maybe you don't have to have shritza bepoil, maybe it's enough to have shritza bekayach. And those are the two tzlachim. Then the question is, so why did the Torah leave out the din, the din of Pirshu Mesa? Since the whole bias is Imtim Tzolaymer that Pirshu Mesa is mutter, but the Torah should still bring the din that Pirshu, that they should bring me the Chiddush that Pirshu Mesa is also. Because you don't need Shritza. Why is the Torah mashmit Pirshu Mesa? We could say a svar. We'll throw in a svar. And that is to say, we're going to go still like Rashi. That, and therefore it's Muchach and Gemara that his mouth is like the ground. When it falls in his mouth, it's Ru'u Lirchesh, because being Reichesh on his tongue is like being Reichesh on the ground. So when the bug falls on his tongue, it's Ru'u Lirchesh. When it falls on the ground, it was never Ru'u Lirchesh. We just need to get one svar. That there's no mila to hitting the ground, to being on the ground, if it's not at least Ru'ur Lichish. The mila of the ground, even though the pasuk is al aretz, the being al aretz, the only significance in being al aretz is that it's a mokum where you could be Reichish. Reichish bepoil, Reichish bekayach, but one of those two things. If you don't need Ru'ur Lichish, then there's no advantage to being on the ground versus being in midair. That's a svar menachut. I'm just going to say that. It's going to inject that into the sugya. All of there's no tzad in the world that it does not need to be roichesh, and it doesn't even need to be roi lirchesh, but it has to hit the ground. That's not even a tzad. Because hitting the being on the ground is only a mila vis-a-vis being that it's a platform for rechisha. The only mile of the ground is that it's a platform for Rechisha. If it's not a platform for Rechisha, then the ground is nothing. It might as well be in midair. So therefore, like this. So therefore, the Gemara reads like Rashi still. Pirshu Mesa, it fell out of the apple. It fell onto the ground. It died when it hit the ground. Didn't have a parachute. Died when it hit the ground. So what are the two tzadim? There's a tzad iser. The tzad iser is, even though it never was never able to be reichish, never was reichish, and it wasn't even able to be reichish, maybe it's also. And then there's a tzad heter, that maybe you don't, maybe it has to be reichish, or at least be roi lirchish. And then we have the next baya, and the tzad that it has to be roi lirchish, how far does that go? It has to be roi lirchish. What does it mean it has to be roi lirchish? Does it mean it has to be roi lirchish bepoil, or it's enough to be roi lirchish bekoyach? Those are the tzadim of Pirshul Avi. I call out Derech Rashi. We'll say like this: the maskana, the din is that Pirshul Avi is also. Why is Pirshul Avi also? Yeah, Eitan.
Because it was Roy Lirchush.
Because Roy Lirchush. Because Roy Lirchush. Oh. But the halach is, emesis, the halach is, even though this bayah of Pirshul Avi was Bederchim Tim Suleimer, and the tzad heter Pirshul Mesa, but we're machmir even like the tzad iser Pirshul Mesa. We're machmir even that by Pirshul Mesa, where it's not even Roy Lirchush, it's also awesome. That means that lehalacha we're machmir that you don't need shritza at all. You don't even need ru'u lirchesh. Right? The baya pirshu la'avir was on the tzad heter. Was on the tzad heter that the tzad heter was that we need rechisha, or at least ru'u lirchesh. That's the bayah of Pirshul Avi. Which one? We need Bechisha or we need Ru'u Lirchish? But the Emes says we're machmir like the tzad iser pirshu mesa, that you don't need, that you don't even need either of those things. You don't need rechisha b'payol and you don't need rechisha b'kayach. You don't need rechisha at all. It can hit the ground and die, and it was never even ruil yirchish, and it's still aser. So therefore, l'dino, since we're machmir that pirshu mesa is aser, that means we're machmir that you don't even need ruil yirchish. So then you don't need that it should hit the ground. Because the whole mile of being on the ground is that at least it's at some kind of platform for rechisha, rechisha b'kayach or rechisha b'payol. But if the maskon is that pirshu mesa is mutter, pirshu mesa is aser, that means the maskon is that we don't need rechisha at all. Then if you don't need rechisha at all, then there's no mile to being on the, there's no chomer in being on the ground. The ground is just a platform for rechisha, and gradually you don't need rechisha. It can hit the ground and die, and it'll also be aser. So the maskana that pirshu mesa is aser, ladina that pirshu mesa is aser, and even if then it's aser not only if it hit the ground and died, even if it had a heart attack on the way down, it'll also be aser. Therefore, the baya pirshu mitzosa, the Torah says, doesn't have to be there was pirshu mitzosa l'aretz. Even if it was pirshu mitzosa, it just stuck its head out the window and then it died, it'll also be aser. I never hit the ground. Or you have to have it. All the other cases were that it hit the ground. But since the maskana is that pirshu mesa is aser, so therefore the maskana that pirshu mesa is aser, you don't need a rechisha at all. You don't even need a rechisha b'kayach. Then there's no point to, then that what's the mile of hitting the ground? The ground is just a platform for rechisha. But pirshu mesa wasn't even real rechisha, and it's still aser. So the pirshu mesa is also aser. And therefore the Torah learns that pirshu mesa is aser. Pirshim Tzos is also period. Even if it was Pirshim Tzos L'Havir, it's also. That's why the Torah says that Pirshim Tzos L'Havir is also. Well, once the Torah tells me that Pirshim Tzos L'Havir is also, he doesn't need to bring the price, the bio of the case of Pirshim Mesa. Because if Pirshim Tzos L'Havir is also, then Pirsha Mitzosa, then Pirsha, Pirsha, then if it hit the ground and it died, it's, what's the case of Pirsha Mitzosa according to the Torah? It's the worm stuck its head out of the apple and it died. Right? It's not an apple now, now it's on your plate. But it, when it died and everything gets frozen when it died, it doesn't get new shrits after it dies. So when, you know, when the curtain came down, its head was outside of the apple. And the Torah learns that that's the case. Not like the Rosh, it was Pirsha Mitzosa La'aretz. It was Pirsha Mitzosa La'avir, and the Torah says that that's also. And how does he know it? He knows it from the din of Pirshu Mesa. Since Pirshu Mesa is also, even though it's never even Rechish. So that means then there's no Milot to being on the ground. What's the Milot being on the ground? It's a platform for Rechisha. You don't need Rechisha. You don't even need Ruyul Rechisha. And therefore the Torah learns, so in view of that, Pirshu Mitzosa is also, even if it's just like it's stuck on its head. So if the Torah brings the din of Pirshu Mitzosa, that it's also even La'avir, he doesn't need to bring the din of Pirshu Mesa. If the worm sticks its head out of the apple and has a heart attack, it dies. So Kol Shekein, if it fell out of the apple and hit the ground and died, it's for sure also. So now, this is a very geschmack thing here. The Maisa, the Rosh, didn't say that. The Rosh is Pirshim Mitzosa was Pirshu L'Karka. It seems to be a Machlek is a Torah in the Rosh. The Rosh is Pirshim Mitzosa means Pirshim Mitzosa L'Karka. And the Torah says Pirshim Mitzosa means Pirshim Mitzosa L'Avir. It's very unusual that the Torah should be Chelik on the Rosh. But I think it's not a Machlek at all. Because the Emes is over here. The baya, the way I have it in the chart, something that's misleading. The baya pirshim mitzos in the Gemara is before the baya pirshim l'avir. In the seder in the Gemara, the seder in the habayis is pirshim mesa, pirshim mitzos, and pirshim l'avir. If the case of Pirshim Mitzosa was that it stuck its head out into the air and died, That means that we're already assuming that you don't need ruya. This baya is already assuming. The baya is a baya not about rechisha. It's a baya about mitzosif, mitzos kukule. But if the case is that it just stuck its head out the window and died, well, you have a baya, mitzos kukule, not kukule, then we seem to be assuming that if it fell out of the window entirely, it was entirely out of the window and then it died, so that would for sure be also. That means we're already assuming that you don't need ruya lirchesh. But how could that be? The very next baya is pirshu la'aveh. We're not sure. And in that baya, we're already assuming that you do need some kind of rechisha. Maybe it's enough to have rechisha b'kayach. Maybe you don't need rechisha b'poyol. That's the tutsdonim of the baya. So it's very strange in the seder of the Gemara. You know, the first Gemara says the baya pirshu mitzvah assumes that you don't need rechisha at all. And then we have a baya pirshu la'aveh that maybe you do need ruya lirchesh. That's assuming that you do need rechisha, but we're not sure if you need rechisha b'payel or b'kayach or rechisha b'payel. That's how it does. It's very strange in the Seder Adorim and the Gemara. The answer is the baya pirsha mitzosa is b'chal not noches to the question of whether you need rechisha or not. Pirsha mitzosa is a baya whether mitzos is kukuloi. When the Gemara poses the baya of Pirsha Mitzosa, let's say it could be the case in the Gemara could be a case of which Pirsha Mitzosa arts. And now it was even Reichesh Hala arts. And that's how the Rosh explains the Gemara. The Rosh explains in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara is Pirsha Mitzosa arts. Because a case where because the bias in the Gemara, all in the tzad, they all line up. That was the way it runs in the Gemara is. That all of the bias line up with the tzad heter of Pirshu Mesa. So the bias, this bias of Pirshu Mitzosa, says the Rosh, Pirshu Mitzosa la'arts. It makes us kukule. Because we're all of the bias, because the state of Adoram the Gemara is, their initial bias was, do you need rechisha at all? Do you need even ruyul rechish? And this is had issa. Maybe you don't need rechisha, you don't need ruyul rechisha, you don't need anything. It can hit the ground and die. So it was never ruyul rechisha, it certainly was never rechish b'poyol. And this is had that it's also. And that's sad, it doesn't even have hit the ground. And that's sad, you don't need a rechisha. The whole mile of the ground, that is a platform for rechisha. You don't even need rechisha. You don't even need ruyul rechisha. That's the sad iser. But the Gemara has the sad heter. Maybe it's not true. Maybe you do have to. Maybe you do. Maybe pirshu mesa is mutter. Maybe you have to have some kind of rechisha. And that's sad, the Gemara says a baya. Well, what about pirshu mitzosa? Some of it came out on the ground. There was rechisha on the ground. Mitzosa kikulo, or not mitzosa kikulo. That's the way the Rosh explains the baya. Then we have another baya. Also on this tzad heter that maybe you have to have some kind of rechisha. Well, what if it fell into his mouth? So it wasn't rechish b'poil, but it was rechish, it was ruyul rechish. Maybe that's enough. So all of these bias are bias on the tzad that you need to have rechisha. So, and that's what the Rosh presents it, because the Rosh presents it the way in the order that it is in the Gemara. On the other hand, lahalocha, we paskin like the tzad iser of the first bayah pirshu mesa, that you don't need rechisha at all. It could hit the ground and die immediately, and it'll also be also, because you don't need rechisha at all. Well, if you don't need rechisha at all, then it doesn't even have to hit the ground, because there's no mile at hitting the ground except as a platform for rechisha, and we're machmi, don't even need rechisha, don't even need ruyul rechisha. So the maskana sagamara, even if it died in the air, it would be also. But the baya pirshu mitzosa is still relevant. Because the baya pirshu mitzosa, even though the Gemara was talking about it, the case where it's mitzosa la'aretz, because it was assuming the tzad that you need rechisha, but the nidin of pirshu mitzosa is a nidin by itself. It's an independent nidin. It's mitzosa kikula. And we're machmir, like, and all the bayas, that mitzosa is kikula. Well, since we're machmir that mitzosa is kikula, and we're also machmir, like the tzad iser of pirshu mesa, that you don't need rechisha at all, that it could die even in the middle of the air and it'll be also, because Why should it have to hit the ground? You don't need rechisha, and the ground is the platform for rechisha. So therefore, you put those two things together, and it'll come out that pirsum miktsasa la'abri will also be also. Because you don't need rechisha, so why should it have to hit the ground? And miktsasa is kekula, so even if half of it came out of the apple, it'll also be also. So therefore, the tour, when he brings the dinah and pirsum miktsasa l'dino, he brings it in a case where it's parish la'abri, not a case where it's parish la'kark. There's no machlekes, the Rosh on the tour. The Rosh brought, explained the dinah pirsum miktsasa the way it is in the Gemara, because he's going to the Seder of the Gemara, that all of the bias are in the, all of the bias, what just happened over here? All of the bias are imtim saloima, that you need some kind of rechisha. So then they have to be on the ground. The Torah is a pesuk. Not that the Rosh is not a pesuk, but the Rosh is going on Keseder and Gemara. The Torah is telling you the dinah. The dinah, we pass, you don't have to have it, you don't need rechisha at all. We're machmer like that sad. The first, we're machmer like the other side of the first bayit. You don't even rechish at all. If you don't even rechish at all, then you don't need the ground at all. And therefore, the tour brings the din of pirshim mitzvah, that it was parish la'avir. Well, once the tour brings the din of pirshim mitzvah, that if it was parish mitzvah la'avir, it's also, he doesn't need to bring the din of pirshim mitzvah, because it's a kol came from the case of pirshim mitzvah. Rashi, the Rosh, the Tur. Everybody could be learning the Gemara the same way. You know. No.
Why does the Tur right beforehand, he says, Aval Pirshim in Apriya, Figulo Hegiya Lo Aretz, Ela Shemes, Bavir Kodim Shegiya.
Right.
So, meaning, if all he had to say, the only thing he should have brought down would be the case of when it's Pirshim Miksasa.
That is the case of Pirshim Miksasa. Let me look at the third. The Medrash Amush like Pirshim and Apri. About Pirshim and Apri, I feel like Gil Arts. El Shemesa, but Avi Kaidim Shigil Arts. I feel like Pirsh Kulim Apri, Elim Tsotsi. So what are you asking? Why did he need to say the case of Pirshim and Apri below Yigil Aretz if he says Pirshim Miksasa? That's not so terrible. He's not going to start off with the unusual case of Pirshim Miksasa. He says all he needs is that he doesn't have to hit the ground, because that's the tzad iser of Pirshim Miksasa. It doesn't have to hit the ground. Even Miksasa doesn't have to hit the ground. Let me put it this way. I can say the same thing in different ways. What was the question? Why didn't the tour bring the case of Pirshim Mesa? What's the case of Pirshim Mesa? It hit the ground and it died immediately. The tour says a case that it didn't hit the ground. It died in midair. That's not a case that's in the Gemara. The answer is, it is a case. Once you say that Pirshim Mesa is mutter, once you say that Pirshim Mesa is usser, then it doesn't matter if it hit the ground and it died as it hit the ground or before it hit the ground. What's the difference? Once you're telling me that you don't need rechisha at all, then whether it died when it hit the ground or it died on the way to the ground is hainuach, because the ground has no significance except as a makom rechisha. So maybe you could say nusach, the Torah in a way is bringing the pirshu mesa, but he doesn't want to say the nusach pirshu mesa sounds like it died when it hit the ground. Then it's hasirash, it died when it hit the ground. But the emes makes the, because that's how we know that it died. But the emes isn't makes the difference. It could die on the way down also, because once we're machmir that pirshu mesa is also, so pirshu ba'avir is also us, so mesa ba'avir is also us, and that's the case of pirshu miksasa, and pirshu miksasa is an extension of that case. Yeah, the rush said the case of pirshu miksasa when it was on the ground. Because the Seder have bias are that we're assuming that's out of heter, that you need rechisha on the ground, or at least ru'yul rechisha on the ground. Then pirshim miksasa must be that it was parish miksasa on the ground, that it was rechish on the ground. Those feet that touched the ground were rechish, or ru'yul rechish. But the dina that we assume that's out of iser, that you don't need rechisha at all, then there's no reason to touch the ground, and then pirish miksasa is pirish miksasa la'avir. And if it and so the Torah says it could die in midair for a week here. It's very geschmack the reconciliation of the Rosh and the Torah, I think. There's no steer between the Rosh and the Torah. And it's because of this connection, the Rosh says that it had to, that Pirshim Mitzvos was perished to the ground, not because there's some kind of axiom that you have to have that it has to be on the ground, even it. It's because the Rosh is assuming that you need some kind of Rechisha, because we're going in the Tzad Heter. The Seder and Bias are, we're still going on the Tzad Heter of Pirshim Mitzvos, that you need some kind of Rechisha on the ground. But the dina of Adar the Rosh agrees. Once we see the dina were machmir that even Pirshim Mitzvos though is also you don't need rechisha. So Pirshim Mitzvos la'ad. Okay, now let's go back to. That's good. We had a different problem yesterday. I think we can close. A different problem. Taisa says, the Rosh also brings, we have a member of Shmuel, Kishu Shikli Abiva. The Pri is Mechubah. So then, even though if the apple is on the tree, then even the worm inside the apple is also. It's called Ala Arts. Actually explains, because if the Pri is Mechubah, it's called Ala Arts. Then Taisa's, it has to be that it has room to move inside the pri. If it doesn't have room to move inside the pri, it's not ru, you're lirchaish, then it's mutter. The Rosh brings this also. So the question is, why should that be? Halacha we machmir, the Pirshu Meis is also. Pirshu Meis is not ru, you're lirchaish. You see that we're machmir. Bishlam according to that side of the Gemara, that Pirshu Mesa is that Pirshu Mesa is mutter because you need to have at least ru'uyer lirchaish. But then I hear if you have a maggot inside the apple and the hole isn't big enough yet for it to even move. It's just it's not ru'uyer lirchaish. But we're machmir the Pirshu Mesa is also the Rosh says we're machmir the Pirshu Mesa. Look at all the bias of the chumra and Pirshu Mesa is also. This should be also too. This if the apple is mechuber, so it's on. It's if the apple is mechuber, so it's ala oritz. It's not ruyul urchish. It's too tight a space for it to be ruyul urchish. Who cares? That's the problem. The Rosh and Medayik, Tosfos doesn't say this, the Rosh and Medayik from Rashi. Rashi says the case of Kisha Shikli be there. Rashi says that it was Mahaleches B'teich HaPri. Oh, you see, it's walking around. It has space to walk around. Amoli the Rosh, I would say Rashi, not a Raya. Rashi just doesn't, Rashi means, when he say, Rashi doesn't want to get involved with the Baya. He says a case that's postured according to all the Tzadei Abaya, in Echirami. According to that side, the Pirshu Meis is also, so it doesn't have to be Me'aleches. Rashi doesn't want to be Noches to that. So Rashi says a case where it was actually Me'aleches. Then we have a Raya. By the case earlier, had the Lelishbis Onosh Shichro, and worked on pouring the beer onto the Kashim by night. You shouldn't do it because maybe the Talas will be perished to the Kashim and then back into the beer. So Rashi says that we're afraid it's going to be Reichish on the Kashim. Why does it have to be Reichish on the Kashim? We all don't need Reichish. And there it's. There is for sure a ruyul urchish. There's space in the kashrim for the thing to walk around. Rashi says it walked around. Not even that it was, not that it's space to walk around. That's the post that has space to walk around. It was reichish. The lashon of Rashi is the bottom of Amos Zayin Amin Aleph. Lashon of Rashi is, but have you also at Sivin Shavtach Nes, Shem Tipo Telas Al Kashrim Le Yerenu, Misham Tipo Le Kli. Before that. Yeah, the kavim mishin sheretz of sheretz l'aretz. They came in the rochshe v'holchik tas al hakashim nasa sheretz aretz. When it walks around in the kashim, it becomes a sheretz aretz. It has to walk around in the kashim. Why does he have to walk around in the kashim? It's Pirshum Esel. Pirshum Esel is also. There it's there, and there nothing's going to help. You can't say, well, it's not really lichesh. It's too, what not? It's really lichesh. There's lots of space in the kashim. It could walk around. But Rashi, no, it was mahalechas ala kashim. The answer is, Nechrami. Rashi doesn't want to get involved with the bayah. Nechrami. According to that side, the Pirshum Esel is also over here doesn't have to be mahalechas ala kashim. Rashi says that the tzir ha-poshet that according to all of Sadei Abayel be also. So the Rashi Diyuk and the Rashi I don't know. But upon him, the Diyuk aside, but the Maisa Tosfos and the Rashi, that's the din that they say, that you need to be Ruyu L'chosh. The Shaila is, it has to have enough space to be L'chosh. The Shaila is why? Pirshu Meis is also. Why is this any different? I feel like this. The Gemara brings a Mokka for Shmuel. Because from a steer between two brises. That we have one brise of the Darshan's ala oritz to be memayit, lashon gemar. Everybody's telling Chod Al Oritz. The Haitzi says Zizim Shabadoshim V'Seitushim Shabeklisin V'Terlash Shabetmorim. We have a Bryce that says that the Zizim Shabadoshim Amutter because it says Al Oritz. Then we have another Bryce Tanya Yiduch. Kol Asheres Asheres Al Oritz LeRabbis V'Marbe LeIsser Terlash Shabikorei Zizim Shabikorei Kranim. The Tira My Lav Idi Vidi Bepera. Habiveh Hashuloi Biveh. One is from a Paris Mechubar and one is from a Paris Shaina Mechubar. And even the Gemara's Daicha. That maybe Tulash Shabikar Zaysim means in the tree itself. Taisa says the halacha is like Shmuel, and Shmuel will learn Tulash Shabikar Zaysim means it's in the Zayas. And it's called Dikar Zaysim because it's Mechubah. Zakapanim, according to Shmuel, that the Mokka for Shmuel is from this steer between two brises, two drushes of Allah Oretz. One drusha says that Allah Oretz is Matir Zizim Shabbat Doshim. And the other Bryce says that Allah Oretz assers the Telah Shabikar Zaysim. Now, if you only read the Gemara, say it's the same Drosha, Allah Oretz. And in some cases, Paris is included in Allah Oretz if the Paris are Mechubar. And in some cases, Paris are not included in Allah Oretz if the Paris are Felish. Then, as we already saw yesterday, it's not one Drosha, two Droshas. It's two different Sukkim. Look in the Teres Kainim, both of these brises are in the Teres Kainim. One is going a Pasuk Memalef, one is going a Pasuk Membeis. It's two different Sukkim and two different Droshas. There's one Drosha of Allah Oretz that comes to tell me that Zizim Shabadashim Amutta. There's another Drosha of Allah Oretz that comes to tell me that Yitushim Shabikoriz Esamar. The other hand, there's one Drosha of Allah Oretz that comes to tell me that Zizim Shabadashim are Mutta. And there's another Drosha of Allah Oretz that comes to tell me that Teila Shabikoriz Esamar are awesome. It's a pellet. Why do I need two drushes? It's one drush of Allah Oretz. Some payers are included in Allah Oretz, and some payers are not included in Allah Oretz. The payers that are Tlushim are not Allah Oretz. The payers that are Mechubarim are Allah Oretz. Rashi says, "Came into existence in Mechubarim, the Karka became Alecha, the Gavi Karka." Rashi. So that's a pre that's Allah Oretz. That's a pre that's Oretz. Some Paris are Oretz and some Paris are not Oretz. Why do we need two different sukkim? I think akochach. I mean, I'm a shakochach, but I think that what it's conducive to is that it's taka two separate dinim. There's one din, Allah Oretz, Lahitzi Sazidim Shabbat Doshim, that Shrotzim are only Osir when they're Allah Oretz. That Shrotzim that are in a Priyamutta. Shrotzim have to be Allah Oretz. And for that, it could be that it's enough not to be in the Pri. Maybe it doesn't even have to be Sharetz Allah Oretz, though that's all the bias of. That's all of the bias of Rav Yosef. Do you need that it should be Sharis al Oretz? Maybe it's enough that it should be right to be Sharis al Oretz. Maybe you don't need any of the above. It's enough that it's just left the Pri and dropped dead. It doesn't even have to go all out. As long as it's not on the pre, that's lahitzi says ishim shabbat dosh. Shrotzim are also outside of the pre, they're not also in the pre. Then there's another halacha. If you have a kishay be'ivel, you have a pre that's mechuber. The pre is still a pre. If the pre was not a pre, if the pre was oritz, then I wouldn't need a drasha. That would be included in the first drasha. It's not in a pre, it's on the oritz. It's still a pre. The kishay be'ivel is still a pre. It's not oritz. But her is megala that the sheretz that's in a pre, that's mechuba to the oritz, is considered to be sheretz al oritz. That we look at the pre as a platform for the sheretz to be sheretz al oritz. The pre is a pre, but since the pre is connected to the ground, so when the sheretz is in the pre, and the sheretz, I look at the sheretz as being sheretz al oritz. And that's a new issue. Even a sheretz and a pri, if it's sheretz al aretz, it becomes us. Then it's very meduk in Lashon Rashi. The Lashon Rashi, and that's the Rashi, the Roshon's Medai. The Lashon Rashi is, Kevin de Malechas, Betei Chakisha, Svi Mechuberes, the whole big Arichas in Rashi. It's for the top Rashi, Viveh, Vaid de Mechuberes, Sheretz Aretz, Yasura, Delas Lechel. The came into Mahalechas, but Techa Kisha is Vimu Huberis Bekarka, having Kimahalechas al Gabi Akarka. That's actually whole Arichas and Rashi, and it's implicated in all of the bias of Rabbi Yosef. Rashi should have said that since the Kisha is in Mechuber, it's ours, finished. That's not the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is since it's Mahalechas, that since it's Mahalechas, but Techa Kisha is, it's Kilu, it's Mahalechas al Gabi Akarka. It's Kilu Rashi bent over backwards not to say that the Kisha is ours. The kishis are not arts. But when the kishis is mechubah to the arts and the sheretz is mahaleches b'teich hakishis, we look at it as mahaleches ala arts. Because it's taking the elevated train, but it's mahaleches ala arts. That's why it's two different sukkim. There's one pasuk that's outside of a pri azot. Her acid shrotzim outside of a pri. That's one. What's one alarot? And Rav Yosef is not sure what does that mean. Does it have to mamish be alarot? Maybe it doesn't even have to be alarot. And that's the halacha. Doesn't even have to be alarot as long as it's not on the pri. It's in the first pasuk of alarot. Then there's another halacha that even a sheretz that's not alarot in that sense. It's inside a pri. But if the pri is mechuber, it's mehaleches b'techa pri, it's kilu, it's mehaleches al gabi arts, and that's a new issur of ala arts. Two different psukim even. Back in Shmaka Deacon Rashi. There is a Deacon Rashi. I said, what's a Deacon Rashi? Rashi didn't want to get involved with the bias. But the Deacon, not from the Lashon Maleches. The whole Rashi is that he's a pains that doesn't say the kishus is arts. He says, if it's mehaleches b'techa kishus, it's kilu mehaleches al gabi arts. That's what the Rosh saw in this Rashi. The Rashi is saying it's a different nekud over here. The nekud is the halicha al gabi up inside the pre when the pre is mechuber is the halicha al gabi arts. Oh, so Mimela could say that even though the gabi the first in of al arts were machmir, that as long as not in the pre, that the din of the first in of al arts. That zizim shadashim amutter that peiris that says that peiris in a pri amutter and peiris outside of a pri also doesn't have to be literally al aretz as long as it's not in a pri there that al aretz is coming to tell me that peiris in that bugs in peiris amutter and that al aretz therefore maybe as long as it's not in the pri it satisfies that al aretz because that al aretz only lapuki shouldn't be in the pri. But the second in the second al aretz was talking about a kisha shetli b'yivel and there it is in a pri. And the Torah asked it anyway, because even though the kishos is a pri, but the sheretz is kilu going on the ground, there we say that it has to be mahaleches. It's not mahaleches that it has nothing to do with the ground. And them is this nekudah shtims very geshmak. It's also Yosef who was my Ermitu. This nekudah goes very geshmak with the ma'af that we said in the Torah. If it's not Reichish on the Oretz, then the Oretz is no Ma'alav Le'Merit. The whole Ma'alav being on the Oretz is the Oretz is the platform for Reichish. If it's not Reichish on the Oretz, or at least Roy Reichish on the Oretz, then the Oretz is Le'Ma'alav Le'Merit. Just like we saw before in the Torah. That the Torah says that once we're Poshut, that you don't even need Roy Reichish, then there's no point to being on the ground. Being on the ground inert is you know, just hits the ground, splat, and it's never even Roy Lirchash, then it might as well just die in the air. There's no malach to being al oritz. The oritz, the virtue of oritz is that it's a mokum rechisha. The chayim of oritz is that it's a mokum rechisha. So that's in regard to the first halacha. But even in regard to the second halacha is mechadash adin, that even though the kish is a pri, even though it's mechubah, if the kishas was an oritz, then I would have nothing to say. But the kish is not an oritz. The kish is a pri. But the sheretz is sheretz al oritz. Well, to be sheretz al oritz, you have to be sheretz or roi l'shoretz. If you're not sheretz or roi l'shoretz, then it's nothing. Then you didn't do anything. Then the oritz is nothing. Then there's no yichus al oritz. The yichus al oritz is that it's sheretz al oritz, and that's the chiddush of the second pasuk. That in a kish you should leave be aware when the pri is mechuber. Then when it's sheretz in the pri, it's kilo sheretz al oritz. That has to be at least Reichish. It has to be Sharetz, or at least Roy Lishretz. That's the halacha of Tosfos in the Rosh. When it's in a pre, even a pre mechuber, it's not al oritz. If it will be literally al oritz, not in a pre, it fell out of the pre. That's the first pasuk. But this is the second pasuk. We're talking about a kid that to last, it's in a pre. Just because the pre is mechuber, it's still in a pre. There's a separate din that even in a pre, if the Sharetz is Sharetz al oritz, it becomes also. And if the pri is mechuber, it's called that it was sheretz al oritz. But for that, it has to be sheretz al oritz, or at least roi l'shoretz al oritz. But if it's not roi l'shoretz al oritz, then that's not called al oritz. That's the chiddush in the places in the Rosh. That's the connection between the two halves. With the mahalach we said in the Torah. And now we're saying to me, Yashiv, this svara is the linchpin for both. That the whole mile of alarts is if you share it's alarts or roy lishutz roy lishutz alarts. To be on the arts without those two things is not to be alarts. Mainly in regard to the tour that helps us, that the tour learns that the tour learns. That once we're pushed the first bayah, that Pirshu Mesa is also, then it could die in the air too. There's no reason to have the arts if you don't need to be Sharetz al arts, or at least Roy to be Reichish al arts, then there's no need for arts at all. And therefore, the Maskara doesn't have to hit the ground at all, and it's still also, and even Pirshu Mitzosel Abri is also also. And even though the Rosh said Pirshu Mitzosel means Pirshu Mitzosel arts, because the Rosh is going in the Mahalak of the bias, in the Seder of bias in the Gemara, where everything's assuming that Sad Heter, Pirshu Mesa's Mutter. You need to have Roy Lirchosh. So then we have the Bible. Well, what if it was Pirshu Mitzosel Oretz? Is it enough? What if it was Roy Lirchosh? Is it enough? But the Maskani don't need Rechish at all. If you don't need Rechish at all, then it could die in the air. And it could be Pirshu Mitzosel there, because Mitzosel is Kekula. That much we'll take out of that Bible of Pirshu Mitzosel. That means if you did the Torah. Now I'm using a similar Svara in conjunction with the fact that it's two different sukkim to answer the other question. Since Lamaskar we pass in Pirshu Mesa's also, you don't need the Shavir Roy Lirchosh. So how come all of a sudden by Kisha Shitli Bever, the Russian Torah say you do need the Shavir Roy Lirchosh? What's the difference? We see it's two separate sukkim and two separate din. There's one din that it's the one din of Allah Oretz, Lahitzi Tazizim Shebadoshim, that Shrotzim are only Osir. Shrotzim outside of a pri or also inside of a pri or mutter. And there the maskana of the Gemara is we're machmir that it doesn't even have to be roi lirchosh. As long as it's outside of a pri, it goes into that al oritz. That's an al oritz. It's lahitz. She says that al oritz is to be mafkia. If it's not in a pri, it's also. Now we have the second al oritz. It's talking about it to the last that happens to be yes in a pri. But the pri is mechubal oritz. So that when the sheretz is reichitz, and after Rashi explains, and Rashi is very meduic, that in that case, even though the kisha is still a pri, the sheretz isn't a pri, But since the pri is mechubal arz, when the sheretz is reichesh in the pri, it's reichesh al arz, and that's a new iser of a sheretz or sheretz al arz. There's two isurim. There's one iser of a sheretz that's not in a pri. And then there's another iser of a sheretz that's in a pri, but it's reichesh al arz. But the sheretz that's not in a pri, that's the first al arz. For that, it doesn't even have to be reichesh, doesn't even have to be royal reichesh. But machmer, like the tzad and the bayah, doesn't even have to be royal reichesh. As long as it's not in a pri, it's awesome. Then the second ala oretz, the second pasuk, the second rosh on teres kainim, that's something about a sheretz that isn't a pri, so it doesn't have that iser. But as a new iser of ala oretz, that even a sheretz that's in a pri, but if it's connected, if the pri is connected to the ground, then the sheretz is sheretz ala oretz. But for the sheretz to be sheretz ala oretz, it has to be at least real lichosh. If it's not real lichosh, then how is it ala oretz? It's not outside of a pri, and it's not sheretz ala oretz. Gone. Then it's mamish. That's telasa peres. The dearity you have to have real lichosh. That's the svar taisis in the rosh. That's why it was pushed to them that in the telash that in the kisha shetli b'yavel you have to have at least ruil lirchish. Because if it's not ruil lirchish, then with what is it al arts? It's in a pri and it's not rechish. Then with what is it al arts? Again, it's all with this havana. The kisha is not an arts. The kisha is a pri. If the kisha was arts, if the kisha was karka, then it would be like a bug on karka. Bug on karka is also even if it dies right away. It doesn't have to be ruil lirchish. But that's not the case. The kisha is a pri. So it's not a bug and kark, it's a bug in a pri. A bug in a pri is supposed to be mutter. But there's a new din of Allah Oretz that if it's reichish in the pri, and the pri is mechubal Oretz, it's ke'ilu, Lashon Rashi, that havi kam aleches ogabe akarka. When it's maleches v'techa pri, it says if it's maleches v'techa, it's ke'ilu, it's maleches ogabe akarka. That's the posh, maleches ogabe akarka, it has to be at least real reichish. Yeah, that's the word. Okay. I sent you a preview, but the preview is not quite so tight as it is now. Pick it up. Okay. Good. This time we have to finish get to the bottom of the Amud. Next week, the other one's still here, right? Anybody not here next week? Or by show of hands, who's yes here next week?
Right. Half the week some of us are here for. The guys going to Moco, only the first half of the week, I think.
Again?
For the guys going to Moco, I think it's only the first half of the week that will be here.
Okay. What are they learning in Moco?